This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Perhaps, just perhaps, you've picked up on how grim the economic outlook is right now and how widely the pain is being felt. Virtually every industry except maybe medical supplies and cleaner and disinfectant manufacturers has been hit, as has pretty much every part of the labor force to one degree or another. So, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams went to check in on how things are playing out for older workers.
Lynn Lipman is a clinical research specialist in St. Louis, Missouri. Because of the pandemic, the university where she works needs to cut costs. Some people got furloughs. Lipman will have her hours reduced by half.
When they cut the hours, one of the things we discussed was transitioning that over the next few months to retirement.
She's 70 and was already planning to retire later this year, but
it sort of just speeded up the process a little bit.
People 55 or older make up about 1 in 4 workers in the labor force today, and so far, they've experienced fewer job losses compared to their younger counterparts. Richard Johnson runs the program on retirement policy at the Urban Institute.
Historically, older workers have been less likely to lose their jobs than younger workers. Because older workers had more seniority, that does tend to protect them.
That's the good news for older workers.
But when they lose their jobs, their unemployment durations are very long.
Johnson says during the Great Recession, people 62 or older who were laid off were much less likely than younger workers to ever get another job. And that created another trend. Matt Rutledge is a fellow at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
There was a huge spike in 2008 and 2009 in people claiming their Social Security benefits early, right at 62 or just whenever that job happened to disappear.
Meaning people chose to take smaller Social Security checks for the rest of their life rather than face months or years of potentially fruitless job searching. And Rutledge expects another big surge in workers forced into retirement this year. Today, those that still have their jobs can find that even carefully planned retirement strategies may need revising given all the market turmoil. David Ammon is a financial advisor with Edward Jones.
When they see their accounts fall down in value, it's something that they really worry about, whether or not they're going to be able to retire the way they want or whether or not they can stay retired.
So he's checking in and reviewing plans.
Asking them how much longer would we have to work in order to live the retirement we want, or what sacrifices would we have to make to retire now.
Encouraging them to make choices while they still have options. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.